So let's say that instead of saying I have to work, you say I choose to work, right? Or if you are going to travel, I choose to travel.
Or if you're doing something to make your wife happy, I choose to make my wife happy.
Exactly. I'm doing that because I choose to make my wife happy.
I mean, that's a good choice. I know there's plenty who choose to do other and then blame their work for why they make the a wife unhappy, for
And I
instance.
choose to do what my husband tells me to do.
That's a good
Could be
plan,
human.
although I haven't seen that every day. Some people don't choose
You choose not
that.
to see that
Just teasing.
every day.
You listen very well, honey.
Welcome to the Driving to the Rest podcast. This is Inelia.
And this is Larry. Just a quick note. If you're hearing this, you're on our free feed, which means you'll only get the first part of this conversation.
To access the rest, go drivingtotherest.com and subscribe to the Wisdom Keeper Hour.
Join us and our expert panelists for detailed insights and the after party where you're invited to join in the conversation. Head over to Driving to the Res with a Z.com and become a subscriber.
Your $8 subscription keeps this podcast ad-free and helps us keep the lights on and maybe even get a decent cup of coffee. More importantly, it connects you with a community of passionate wisdom keepers like yourself. So if you're ready to go deeper, join us at drivingtotherest.com and support the journey. Have you ever heard me say, stop giving your power away?
Literally daily for years.
This article is about that, of the occult currency of consent, how darkness runs on the power we give it.
First off, what does a cult?
A cult means hidden.
The hidden currency of consent.
Yes. The hidden currency of consent.
All right.
Should I read a little bit of the article?
Yes.
Okay. We live in a reality that doesn't steal our power. It takes it with our permission.
So says you.
Not through force, but through quiet agreements made in the moments of joy, fear, desire, guilt, love, habit, and social pressure. We give consent and allow someone else to dictate our reality, our emotions, and decisions. Every time we shrink ourselves to fit in, every time we nod at a narrative we don't believe, every time we outsource our truth to an authority outside of ourselves. The exchange is subtle, but the cost is immense. And once you begin to see it, once you notice how reality runs on the electricity of your own agreement, everything changes. Have you ever said, honey, honey, honey?
I've
Have you ever
said
said,
honey plenty of times.
yeah. Have you ever said, she upset me?
I say she pissed me off.
Okay. She pissed me off.
She pissed me off.
Did you know that you're giving your power away to that
Oh,
person?
yes.
You did?
Yes, because you taught me.
Mm-hmm.
I used to say, don't let other people decide for you how it is that you feel. But I think it was an original thought I got from you.
Yeah, I wrote down 2010, I think.
Yeah, I'm not sure when I first started saying that. But if I was to go back in a time machine, it's probably related to about that time. But I remember sounding pretty wise when I
You did
would
sound
say
pretty
it.
sad, yeah.
Yes.
Don't
And
let others dictate how you feel.
well, yeah, you don't give them the power to decide how it is you feel because they said something or they did something. It's
Right.
not, they're not the boss of your feelings.
Exactly.
You're the boss of your own feelings. So
Yeah.
this is kind of like,
But a lot of people say that the other person is the boss of their feelings.
well, yeah, there's 100 reasons for that, right?
Really? Can you tell me a few?
Sure. Well, one of the reasons is that if somebody else did it, then you aren't responsible for it. It's not your fault.
Not your fault, and you
It's
cannot
somebody else's
respond to it.
fault. And so if it's somebody else's fault, you're blameless. I mean, we could probably go on for a long time, but at some point we grow up and become responsible. Well, some of us. And then we just say, well, yes, I'm mad. Then we still say, because you did that.
Right, and they're still doing
They're
the
still
same
doing it,
thing.
but they're saying, you know, they're working on it.
Right.
At some point or another,
What did
you're
they
like,
say?
say like,
I'm triggered. I'm upset. Why?
Let's see, what's the source of this trigger? It's
Yeah.
just like, did I carry this with me, or is this an external thing? Somebody's like, turn on the heat and it's warm in here. In other words, I give it some introspection. It's like, where is this feeling that I'm feeling now originating from? Because it's mine.
It is your feeling, yeah.
So is it, what's the source of it?
Right.
And if the source is another, it's like, well, do they get to be the boss of that?
How I feel?
Sometimes the answer's easy to
Fear.
say yes, because otherwise,
Sometimes it's usually fear.
sometimes it's usually fear, yes. Other times it's like, you can feel that, right? And that person brought that feeling to awareness.
Yeah.
It's like, now I see that feeling and what it had, what message it had. I don't really need to carry on with this. And we can have a different relationship. But anyway, yeah, it changes a lot when you begin to take responsibility for
How
the
you
way
feel?
you feel, how you feel, and what feelings you're gonna have,
Mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
It's not like you're automaton and you always feel blah blah whatever, right? You're just not so easily pushed
By someone else.
by someone else into doing things that are really not in your own your best interest,
Right.
or maybe even theirs.
Have you ever heard of somebody pushing somebody's buttons?
Yes.
Yeah.
Some
So,
people are professional button
yeah,
pushers.
so some people know this and they want to be the boss of your emotions and feelings and thoughts,
Yeah.
and they take over your emotions and feelings and thoughts very expertly
Yes.
because they know what buttons to push in order for you to do that, in order for you to fall into their hands.
Right. So, like, Trump's a good one for some people. If you say that word,
You say the word Trump, and a
and
lot of
then any
people.
other words after that, doesn't matter, you've got the button pushed, right?
Yes, yeah, exactly.
So some people are perfect for that. That's
Some people get
critical.
their push buttons pushed to they say Jew.
Yes, some people's buttons are pushed by that. It's an interesting occult practice, isn't it?
Yeah.
To seed these things so the buttons can be pushed, because when they push the button, then there's the action that you're pushed into, right? Like, if you get really, really mad and you have a demon riding you for alcohol, yay, let's go drink.
Yes. Yes, the demon will say, I need a
I need a
drink.
drink.
Right, so don't vote, I said.
Yeah, I heard you say that. I'm like, I'm sorry, we've been raised to learn that we fought the Revolutionary War so we could vote. We got this right to vote and we need to use it. If we don't use it, we'll lose it. And if you don't vote, then who are you going to blame for this person that has power over you?
And the arguments from social activists came, but we need a voice. We
Yeah.
need to make a difference. We need to make a
We
stand.
need to vote our way out of this problem.
But voting was never about their voice, actions, or stand. By signing over their vote, they relinquish the ability to speak, act, or stand for themselves. It means they do no longer have a voice, can make a difference, or be able to take a stand. Because they gave that ability to somebody else, that power. They can be represented by this other person.
Even if that person isn't the one they were picking,
Yes.
because they've agreed to give that
Abide.
power to whomever it is that's decided to
Right.
have
This is my
won.
favorite person, but I give my power to whomever becomes my representative.
So, what about the one they say, not my president? What does that mean?
I
Is that the
don't know.
first attempt to take their power back?
Could be. No, my president, but did they vote? If they
Yes,
voted, then yes,
other
they
one.
voted.
It's not their president, they voted for the other one.
But they still voted to the system who put the president there, so it's theirs. If they didn't vote, they can say it's not my president.
And it carries a little bit more weight in the.
It's actually true and real.
Okay.
But
What's.
my representative agrees with what I want and will make it happen for my counter. Unfortunately, even though historical evidence is very clear on the matter, people don't seem to realize that their representative is someone who now represents their power and authority, not their beliefs, ideologies, or desires.
Or views,
Or
much,
views.
maybe.
Ideologies and
They
views.
might share some, the frosting ones, right? But the ones that matter, they're quite irrelevant.
Plus, especially if the person they vote for did not win, so their representative now is somebody else.
Not only doesn't share their views, but also has their power.
Yeah. How things got so unclear, so hidden in the wide open, is a mystery to me.
How did they do it when they didn't have voting? They just had kings and leaders and whatever.
That's all made up history, so...
You had to vote for a king?
No.
I mean, the peasants in the day, right?
Here, honey.
The peasants.
Let me tell you something.
The peasants of the day woke up in the morning and they had to go get their wheat and grind it on a rock and then make their bread and eat it.
And then give the rest of the flour.
Give the rest of their flour to the king.
It didn't matter who the king was.
Right, they didn't get to pick the king or vote for the king, but they could off with his head. I've seen that before.
And then another king came over and...
Welcome to
took their place.
Hail to the king, just like the old king, or whatever they say that?
Long live the king. The king is dead, long live the king. The king
is dead, long live the king.
Okay. So the problem with that is that people think it's different now, that they actually do choose the people who they call a president or people that they call in power, but they don't. They're not the ones who choose those individuals. Somebody else chooses them. An organization chooses them.
Yeah, that's becoming more and more clear, even though they're like put up this big fight and pretend like, yeah, this one, that one, that's the one nobody wants.
It's a theater.
We're so against them. So it's like it is theater. And I mean, the theater is sometimes it's more entertaining than the others, right?
Yeah. Did you ever watch a puppeteer theater?
No.
When I was a kid, I went to some puppeteer theaters. And as a young adult also, they were very popular in England. And there was a very specific pattern. And then the theatre, not even puppeteer, but regular theatre that followed that pattern had all the same thing. So when the bad guy appeared in the stage, whether it was a puppeteer or the actor, the entire audience would make a noise. Do you know what that was? No.
Boo.
Yeah. Boo or shh. You know?
Okay.
They would make these noises to let the hero or heroine know the bad guy's there.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, obviously I haven't been to those.
So, good guy, bad guy. Yeah? And then the bad guy would turn to the kids, right, and go, shh, don't you dare tell them. He can't hear you anyways.
Is that part of why we went to voting is because the kinging wasn't working as good?
When you have a king,
it's like they're kind of imposed on you. You got the king. You don't get to vote for him. You get to choose him. It sort of happened.
The choosing is an illusion.
Somebody chose the king, but it wasn't.
And it's to divide and conquer. If you put two people, give the population two people, and tell them you have to choose between these two guys, and they're very different, and they're fighting each other, then they're going to join that fight, and energetically you create that I and other, right? And you're divided. As a population, you're divided. A divided population will never turn against their leaders because they're fighting over each other, with each other. If the peasants start revolting, give them games.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Theater and games that they can get behind. And politics is the games.
Yeah, and it's probably also the attention to it, right? Without the attention to it, then it doesn't have the power of the people's attention. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, like if nobody even cared what they were doing, just went on, did their own thing.
Yeah.
Pretty soon, I mean, they couldn't have enough. They don't have enough people to make them do the thing they say.
Right.
Right. People take their own agency back and make their own choices about things.
Mm-hmm.
And if a million of them do that, there's not that many somethings to make them get back in line. Right.
And also, when a person signs their name, they are willingly and they're consciously giving their power away to another person or organization.
Right, and that has weight
in the
vote.
In the times, yeah.
Their reality that they experience.
Yeah. In the times of kings and queens, when they ruled, because they're still kings and queens right now, and you think they don't rule, but they actually do quite a lot. They're also puppets. But at that time, the lords of the land, which meant like a clan leader or whatever, family leader, would have to go to that king and bend the knee.
Yes, I remember that.
Right?
Bend the knee to the king.
Yeah. So That was the vote.
And the lord had all of the peasants as his chattels or whatever.
Yeah, they owned the land and the peasants within it. All right, so after a little bit of history.
Thank you.
Unfortunately, even though historical evidence, I'm going to repeat that, is very clear on the matter, people don't seem to realize that their representative is someone who now represents their power and authority, not their beliefs, ideologies, or desires.
It's like the hope and change.
Yes. How things go so unclear, so hidden, in the wide open, is a mystery to me. Okay, here's the next one. You ready?
Wait, no. How things got so unclear that when you vote for a person who wants to run to be in charge of everything, and they say what it is that you want to hear, but then they get there and they don't actually do that stuff usually? How people forget that every time?
Part of that. I'm actually talking about that their representative is now that they gave their own power away to that person and their organization.
Yeah.
Right? They gave their power away, their ability to make decisions away.
Well, yes, it's true. And I could see that in some places it's way more visible than others. It's like the road gets a pothole in it and they're helpless to fix the pothole.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's the government's job.
Yeah.
So you can't possibly put some dirt in that hole.
Right.
In our village, there's a guy that does run around with it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like more common than not. It's like they'll just complain about it instead of change it, mm-hmm. right? Because they're powerless.
Yeah.
Because they've given it away. I get it.
The next one is, don't blame, I say. But it wasn't my choice to have this experience. The government did it, they might argue. My husband made me do it. I have to do it to keep my wife happy. However, by blaming others, all they're really saying is that other people have the ability and power to dictate their lives, emotions, and thoughts, and even actions. Once you send that power and authority to someone or something else, it's no longer yours to wield.
That's pretty obvious.
Right? In actual fact, you have the power to change your own thoughts, emotions, and decisions. But not if you blame somebody else. Say, do you want to know how to do that? So let's say that instead of saying I have to work, you say I choose to work. Right? Or if you are going to travel, I choose to travel.
Or if you're doing something to make your wife happy, I choose to make my wife happy.
Exactly. I'm doing that because I choose to make my wife happy.
I mean, that's a good choice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I know there's plenty who choose to do other and then blame their work for why they make a wife unhappy.
I choose to do what my husband tells me to do.
That's a good plan, although I haven't seen that every day. Some people don't choose that.
You choose not to see that every day.
Just teasing. You listen very well, honey.
I choose to go to work so that I can have all the material benefits this brings me. Yes, I know it's a horrible job, but the benefits make it worth it. It's a very different sentence than I've got to go to work or can't pay my mortgage.
Some people feel like that.
But they choose to have a mortgage. They choose to have a home.
They choose to have a home, yeah.
Right?
And by that choice, then they feel like they're forced to have to work. Which,
but they don't.
Well, you kind of do have to work if you choose to have a mortgage.
Yeah. But your choice was getting the mortgage in the first place or paying the rent. That was your choice. It's a lifestyle choice. Nobody's forcing you.
Well, I mean, there are homeless people, I'm agreeing. And some people are choosing vans and some people are choosing other lifestyle choices and learning other ways to support themselves. But usually it's like we don't come to this like age of 20, 30 and want to have a family and do it outside in the bushes. We pretty much all want to have a place to nest.
No, not really. Nest, yes, but not really the, you know, 5-bedroom, 5-bathroom, $1 million home with a large yard and 2-3-car garage.
That's not super realistic to say that.
Nobody chooses that.
People choose that and have big jobs to pay for that. But other people choose like what it is they feel like they can pay for with the job that they feel like they can get.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's not totally a choice, but it's like not a choice that you have an alternative to.
They do have alternatives. It's just that because they've given their power away and think they have to, and that's the only choice, that's their giving them their power away. So they close all other possibilities of orchestration to support something else off. They close those doors shut because they've given their power away to a belief system.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Anyways, we're all adults here. Yeah?
Yeah.
So, I choose to go to work so that I can have all the material benefits this brings me. Yes, I know it's a horrible job, but the benefits make it worth it.
Mm-hmm.
This in itself empowers the person. They choose to keep their wife happy. They don't have to. They choose to do what their husband says. They don't have to. The only reason they do it is because of their own benefit. It makes them happy, and they do it from that, or they do it from a place of fear.
Yeah, what's the alternative of not making your wife happy is, you know, unhappy wife, unhappy life.
We're all adults here. Listen to the lyrics of the music you love and play repeatedly, I said.
Yes, I remember you said that to me many times.
But it's such a nice, catchy tune. I love it so much. Oh, wait. It says that murdering and torturing people is a good thing. And it says that they're absorbing my soul.
How did they go with such beautiful music and such horrible words? I don't get it.
Yeah.
That's one of the occult practices, right?
Yes. Listen to the lyrics of the tunes you have in your playlist. And consciously, you're being programmed. Okay. I'll do it tomorrow. When I have time to find music I like that is not demonic or necrotic. And tomorrow never comes for that person. Because it is easier just to do the habits they're used to every day. So unless Spotify adds an this is not demonic or degraded or dark category, they will continue to listen to what the big guns are paying to be the top singles and albums of the day.
That's true.
For the majority of the population, my words fall into broken minds and firewalls. You might think, but I listen, and I do, and I research, I educate myself, take your courses, and understand what you mean and say.
Mm-hmm.
To tell you the truth, I thought the same thing. However, recent interactions with our podcast listeners, and even the panelists, and with my students from around the world, show me that a lot is either missed or completely misunderstood. I'm often quoted as saying the exact opposite of what I just wrote. When that happens, I get a bit concerned, thinking, shit, why on earth would I write that? Must be out of context or something. Send me the reference link. Oh, it doesn't say that here. I don't know why I thought it did. I can't find it. Right? My conclusion from all of this is that the occult currency of consent is insidious. It requires limitations in decision-making, comprehension, and awareness.
The occult's, the hidden currency of consent is insidious.
Mm-hmm.
The consent, in the this case, to give your consent. Power away.
Yes.
The occult currency of consent to giving your power away is insidious.
Yes.
It's like everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
On the food you eat, the air you breathe, the brain.
Yeah, it's inside of you.
It's inside your brain.
Inside your mind. That's where it is. That's why it's hidden. You don't know you're giving your power away half the time, or all of the time. When you blame somebody else, you have no idea you're giving your power away. Through consent. She upset me. Had nothing to do with me. And therefore, that person is the boss of your emotions. They're the authority of how you feel. They're the boss of you.
Well, if they're particularly annoying, they're the boss of what I do next, which is stop them from annoying me, right? So they do have some power in this equation.
Well, co-creation is not an isolated incident, is it?
It totally isn't.
Right?
It totally isn't. But it's like the giving of your power away. When you say the minute you blame somebody, then you've given your power away.
Mm-hmm.
And we do it without even thinking about it. But there are a lot of us who think about that and we don't do that. We try and notice we're blaming someone for something we're experiencing and then we take that power back, right?
How do you take your power back?
Stop blaming them and look at and process the emotion that I have myself, my emotion, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And maybe recalibrate how it is that I interact with that person.
Correct, yeah.
That's essentially taking your power back. So we might catch ourselves now.
Yeah.
Where in the past we would just go drinking or whatever.
Plus, if you become aware of your buttons that can be pushed, you don't place yourself in situations where those buttons can be pushed. And if a button does get pushed, you know how to respond to that rather than react.
That's right.
So all of those things is taking your consent back. You know, you take your power back. You don't give consent. You do consent to other people pushing your buttons and making you reactive.
So when we said what was the definition for a cult, it was hidden, right?
Yes.
But it was hidden dark, right? Because in this case, the occult currency of consent is about power.
Yes.
And that's
the power dark. Over others.
Power over others.
Power, because power is ability to do. Power over others is a dark, the negative side of the split.
Negative side of the dark. Relationship with power.
Yes.
Right. So in this case, that's what you're referring
power
to.
Power over others, yes. But you give your power away so others have it. Power over others. Most people, including my readers, yes, you, and the disempowered population of the world, have forgotten that power runs through their veins. You have forgotten the power that runs through your veins. The ancient voices in your bones. The power of the universe in your words, decisions, and emotions. What can I say now except understand your choices, your words, and actions have consequences? Nothing happens without your conscious or unconscious consent, so become conscious. Yeah? Shall I repeat that?
Yes.
Most people, including my readers, yes, you, and the disempowered population of the world, have forgotten the power that runs through their veins. The power that runs through their veins. The power that runs through your veins. You have forgotten about that. You have forgotten about the ancient voices in your bones. The ancient voices in your bones. And the power of the universe in your words. Decisions and emotions. The power of the universe in your words, decisions, and emotions. Boom! So in our Wisdom Keeper Hour, we're going to go deep dive into all these topics and have way more material for you. We'll see you then.
Take your power back. Recognize the subtle way you give it away.
Yes. That's what we were talking about too.
That's what we want to talk about. Yeah. I'm just sitting with it for a second. Like, give me a second to like absorb your words.
What happened? What happened?
It kind of cracked me a little bit.
No.
Not super bad, super good.
Okay.
So I was thinking about the voices in our bones, right? Our bones, to me, that equates to our body elemental ancestral lineages.
Yes.
So we all have an ancestral lineage.
On the planet Earth.
On the planet Earth, definitely. And oftentimes that goes back generations and generations and generations and ages and eons even.
Mm-hmm.
And we have that, those voices in our bones that know where and when and what we are and where and when what we do and the power we have to be, you know, there. And it seems like the way that we are brought up currently deletes that, mutes that message, the connection.
The connection to the power in your veins, ancient voices in your bones.
Right.
And the power of the universe in your words.
Right. And clearly we've chosen to do that for some purpose.
Yes.
Mostly.
Because consent is willingly given. Nobody took this stuff away from you.
We willingly consented to have this occur.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So we can willingly choose to have it returned.
Yes.
Just exactly. By changing our agreement.
Taking it back.
So let's take the song of our bones.
Voices of your
the voices of our bones back.
Yes. The ancient voices of your bones. The forgotten power that runs through your veins, and also take back the power of the universe in your words.
Those that are listening.
Yes.
That's you.
Yes.
Okay.
Let's do that.
See you in the second part.
Okay.
Love you, honey.
Love you.
Join us for the rest of this conversation at driveintotherez.com.
And when you go to driveintotherez.com and you join in the rest of the show, rest of the second hour, you also get to join in the after party. 9 o'clock on Fridays, we all get together, including you,